Catch and release, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Catch and release fishing is extremely popular because the intent is to experience the thrill of catching a fish and then return it to the water. Barbless hooks obviously produce less damage than barbed hooks, so I had a question for Tim Hyman, an associate professor in University of California Riverside's Department of Evolution, Ecology, and Organismal Biology.
People are fishing catch and release. Are they almost exclusively using barbless hooks?
It depends on the area. We did this work in Canada and the U.S. Barbless hooks are, in Canada, I believe it's mandatory. I don't recall if in the U.S. it is, but yeah, it's much more common now. But I don't know about other countries. They could still be using barbed hooks for sure. And barbed hooks would obviously cause a lot more damage.
Fishing company Gamakatsu says that assist hooks reduce mortality and increase landings. I got a press release saying that the conservation-minded angler has been swapping out trebles for single hooks on plugs for years now. Having a single hook point instead of three has obvious benefits for the fish and the angler. The single hook finds its way into the corner of a fish's mouth thanks to the short PE leader. Limiting the number of hook points that get buried in fish leads to faster releases with less damage. And they say that there's also less of a chance your finger will find a hook point when releasing a fish. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.